So there's two things. There's two things going on that I think we can tell, you know, kind of forecast. You know, our student population growth has been steady. It's been increasing each year. You know, there's larger classes than the previous year. We've moved our ninth graders up to the high school, and so that's changed the dynamics and the number of students that we have in one place. We're going to need a new building because there's no room to expand. You know, bond issues will be necessary, and conversations should start sooner than later. I know nobody wants to do this. I know there will be lots of pushback and opposition, but it's going to get to a point where it becomes a safety issue. You know, our middle schools have already had to shift students based on where they live. Luckily, both our middle schools are close together, so it's not that much of a hardship. But, you know, there were, you know, numbers that just didn't, that the building couldn't support for those grades. You know, the bottom line is that we need more facilities. And to think about it on a community level, we have all this desire for our city and our community to grow, and this is one of those pieces. We're going to end up with more individuals, more families, and thus more students. And so it's something that is going to be inevitable. To do on the other end with early learning, the issue is that we have space, but we don't have enough staff to enroll all of our preschoolers. And so this goes back to the need to value teachers. And unfortunately, early learning professionals aren't valued in the same ways that we value K-12 educators. And that's really unfair because these are the people that, you know, share the first time experiences with our students in a, you know, formal learning environment. This is where they may learn to love books. They learn, you know, some early literacy skills. And so these people are essential for starting them off on a strong path to be students. There are also, there's a new K-State program that they're working on to kind of jumpstart early learning educators to try to infuse our community with that and other communities, because this isn't something that's exclusive to the Manhattan-Ogden district. The other thing that's changing is new state standards for early learning. I've been appointed to the Governor's Coordinating Council on Early Learning, and I've been on that since the summer. And so with these new standards, it's increasing what we need for kindergarten preparedness. So all of this goes into, you know, the pipeline for that K-12 learning. And so we want everyone to be strong when they enter that kindergarten year. One of the other things to do with early learning is that, you know, some of those children that are coming up are still affected by the pandemic. There were some families that were more isolated than others. There are students, like my 8-year-old is what I call a COVID kindergartner. His second year of preschool was interrupted, and then, he started kindergarten in a hybrid state. And so, you know, those students have different strengths and different needs in some areas. Some have academic challenges. Some have more social-emotional challenges where they need more support for decision-making. And so we just, you know, we need to think about how all these pieces fit together. The other thing with early learning that I'll mention is that the governor is trying to create a task force to put the 0-3 and the 3-5 together, because right now the 0-3 is overseen by Health and Human Services, and the 3-5 is seen by education. And so it's just, you know, it's that thing with different buckets of money and how rules are, you know, how it's governed. And so I think by connecting those two and streamlining rules and funding, we can have better success, you know, from birth on.